Good Friday morning to you. Hope you're off to the good start at the end of the week. You know, people are constantly seeking for truth in all aspects of life. Even when one thinks he or she has found the truth, it is often hard to confirm it. We live in a world where many believe that humans cannot know truth, and sometimes it seems that way. We struggle with a modern problem of what I call dueling experts. The problem has also been referred to as the white coat syndrome, that being our tendency to believe someone wearing a white lab coat who seems to speak with authority. Some psychological studies have shown that our tendencies can even lead us to do the things the expert directs us to do, which would normally be repulsive. But hey, the expert said to do it. Philosophers can play with the word truth, but often everyday people understand it better than celebrated so-called thinkers of the day. Can mankind know truth? They ask. How do we know what we know is truth? They challenge. Most often, those types of arguments are designed to stop debates and silence opponents of whatever is being discussed in some university discourses. But let's challenge the challengers. We know thousands of truths. If my heart stops out on a mountain hike, I will die. If my eyes are removed, I physically cannot see anymore. If my brain does not get oxygen, I will die. If my arm, if the nerves in it are severed, my arm will become paralyzed and useless. If I jump off a bridge with nothing attached, I will fall. If I jump into the sea wearing only street clothes, I will get wet. I cannot physically jump over the Grand Canyon. Gravity wins every time. That in itself is a simple truth. Of course, it begins to get absurd to claim that man cannot know the truth. Philosophical arguments are interesting in philosophy class, but don't try them on your engineering professor. Man can know truth. We can argue its limits and debate its applications, but man can indeed know truth. Now that we understand the simple reality that man can know truth, we turn to the words of Jesus. He says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John chapter 8, verse 32. Free from what? It is free from sin, and it's free from spiritual slavery. It is also free from the second death that is to come. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. It is free from the fear of death that enslaves us. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15. Are you looking for truth? Check out Jesus' words in his prayer to the Father in John chapter 17. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. Verse 17. Of course, I am grateful to all the mechanical, the electrical, aeronautical engineers. I'm thankful for the pilots every time I get in an airplane to fly. They help me get there safely. And I am thankful for God's truths that help me navigate life to God's eternal heaven. We know truth, and we can know His truth. We would love to have you at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship. Also again that afternoon at 5 o'clock for worship. We meet on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock for Bible study. We would love to have you any and every opportunity that you can be in our area. Have a wonderful and blessed day.